Spring by Christian Wolff uses full forces. So while they're assembling on the stage here at the Barbican, let's hear from John Cage himself. This interview was recorded in Cage's noisy New York apartment in 1982, in his 70th birthday year, so please put up with a slightly dodgy quality. But it's worth it for what it says. The composer, Stephen Montague, asked him about his politics.
I'm an anarchist. I don't know whether the adjective is pure and simple, or philosophical, or what, but I don't like government. And I don't like institutions. I won't even support something like the Wilderness Society. And I love mushrooms and the forests and all that. But I hate what those institutions are doing to them. They buy a nice big piece of what you might call wilderness or wasteland, land that no industry or metropolis is thought suitable for a city or a factory. Then they make rules that you can't pick anything. And they're turning the whole of nature into museums in the name of saving the wilderness.
John Cage in 1982. But back to Christian Wolff. He was studying classics at Harvard when Cage, Feldman and Brown were actively communing in Cage's New York loft. The young student took 6 weeks of lessons with Cage free of charge, because Cage thought him remarkable, a nice echo of Schoenberg teaching Cage for free. And in any case, he said that he learned more from Wolff than he taught him. Crucially, it was Christian Wolff who introduced Cage to the ancient book of Chinese wisdom, the I Ching, the Book of Changes, the audience acknowledging the arrival of the full London Sinfonietta on the platform. Now, all the composers of the New York School had a problem writing music for orchestra because they felt they couldn't do anything experimental with it. Christian Wolff searched for ways of writing for the orchestra so that it didn't sound as an orchestra always had sounded.